This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A group of Vermont business leaders called the Vermont Cannabis Collaborative has been inviting public comment on the best way to create a safe, sustainable marijuana industry in Vermont. Medical marijuana is already legally distributed here, but using it recreationally is still against the law, state law. VPR's Charlotte Albright went to a public discussion in St. Johnsbury about how marijuana, if regulated, could create jobs.
Come on in.
As a few dozen people, some wearing T-shirts proclaiming, "Grow your own," trickled into the basement of the Catamount Arts Building, the forum moderator, Caledonia State Senator Joe Benning, said this was not yet the time to debate whether or not to legalize marijuana.
The purpose of this conversation tonight is to talk about what, if anything, would happen if we did legalize. How would it work?
That conversation was led by Will Rapp, the founder of Gardner Supply Company, who is also a member of the Cannabis Collaborative. Rapp says well-regulated, scientifically tested cannabis could be a boon to health and also a new player in Vermont's burgeoning local vor economy.
And in some ways, we see what we're doing as analogous to the specialty cheese movement, to the craft beer movement, to the local food movement. How do we create this sort of structure, authorization, resource base to advance, in the case of the local food movement, 5,000 new jobs created in the last 5 years in Vermont?
For example, Rapp asked, how should producers of any size be licensed and monitored? Stuart Savel from Brattleboro wants to avoid taxing pot. He thinks the state should sell licenses based not on the number of plants, but on acreage, starting perhaps with one license per 10 by 10 foot plot.
And let's say that that unit, you're growing a little bit and you want to grow a little bit more because you think you have the most fantastic brownie mix there is. Okay, but you're not sure. So you buy another parcel and you buy a license to sell it to a licensed reseller.
Several growers already supplying legal medical marijuana in Vermont said they would like to see other value-added enterprises like research and testing labs. But there were a few cautionary voices.
So I'm just concerned about the safety of our young people if we were to proceed with this, looking so much at the economics.
Betty Keller from St. Johnsbury likes the idea of legalizing pot if that means stricter oversight. Still, she has concerns about the safety of products coming in from other states that are not as closely regulated as Vermont sellers might be. State Representative Gary Viennes, a former Border Patrol officer from Newport, is also undecided about whether pot should be legal for non-medical purposes. He says he knows many law enforcers oppose that.
I also know how what I'll classify as the stoners feel, because I had a lot of dealings with them throughout 32 years of law enforcement. And as a legislator now, I feel like I'm getting pushed and pulled from both sides.
Senator Benning acknowledged that there may not be enough support in the legislature yet for legalizing marijuana, but he cites a report that showed that between 30 and 50,000 pounds of pot were consumed illegally in this state last year. Benning says he is not one of those consumers, but he thinks it would be better to regulate that industry and perhaps even reap some economic rewards from it. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.